How do I tell Manoj? I asked Manoj to check the chicken in 15 minutes. He's asking, what should I look for?
What should I look for? हम तीनों एक ही घर में है अंजलि, प्लीज नोट
व्हाट हैपेंड. एक्चुअली
रुको, एक सेकंड.
ओ नो, व्हाट हैपेंड?
प्रेरणा मशीन चला रही है तो पूरा घर की बिजली को कुछ हो रहा है.
वाओ, मैं खुद 20-20 मिनट मुड़ के जाऊंगी. वैसे मैं बस बता रही हूँ.
Zindabad, welcome to another episode of Fursat Feminism. This is season 2. I'm Arundhati.
I'm Deepa.
Today we are joined by Anjali. Hi, Anjali.
Hi, Anjali.
Hi.
Should I introduce Anjali?
Please do.
Okay. How do I introduce Anjali? That's a good question. Anjali is, I like to call Anjali my Gigi because we live together and we like to believe that we have a common partner. That's Prerna, who had come for the second episode in our first season. Anjali is somebody who has become a friend of mine in the last 1 year. Has become a friend, has become a partner, has become many, many things. And there are things about Anjali which is a little bit unconventional. Which, like, it doesn't fit in boxes. Like, she's somebody who won't fit in boxes. She's somebody who won't, like, you can't introduce her in these decisive words because she is actually the most indecisive person. and therefore, there are days when she's a painter, there are days when she's a dancer, there are days when she's suddenly going to a gym and is like a very active sports person also. You're an instinctive person now that I, just instinctive and then anything, just anything, you can apply anything there. That's what Anjali is. But anyways, today we are going to talk about quitting. Interestingly, when I and Anjali met in like a proper way, it had happened after some form of quitting that had happened in Anjali's life, like a major dramatic quitting. You know, post that we've had many conversations around this. I've done the introduction for the theme also for you, Anjali, but why do you want to talk about quitting today?
Okay. So why I want to talk about quitting is, I think you've already described, Deepa, that we met after I quit my job, after I quit living in at a place that I was living for a very long time. I quit a lot of my friends and moved to a different city, completely different city, without a job, without any prospects of having another job at that point, but to someone I thought was my support system. So one thing that I want to talk about quitting is that whenever I quit, I go to a better place. So I think I want to talk about quitting because it's better for me whenever I quit.
No, but my question to you, Anjali, is what has been your relationship with quitting? Because this confidence of saying that, oh, now I can quit, or whatever, finding comfort in the idea of quitting, I feel for people like us, whose entire life has been about aspirations, about doing better, about this and that, it has been a journey for me to understand and sit with the idea of quitting and be comfortable with it. So, yeah, so my question to you is that, like, what has been your journey to arrive here where you're saying that, oh, quitting is not a big deal for me anymore?
So I think, having said everything that I said, it's still difficult. It's still difficult to acknowledge that you're leaving something behind without knowing what is ahead of you. That's always a difficult thing. So the thing is, I was never this person. I was a very, very, very planned person. Okay? I've always had a path in life. School karna hai, bachelor's karna hai, master's karna hai. Mujhe yehi pata tha ki kis kis cheez mein karna hai, uske baad mujhe kya karna hai. I knew all of these things. I have planners and I use those planners very diligently. So it's not that I've always been an instinctive person, but I think my instinctiveness came to me when I realized that I was a neurodivergent person and there are things I can't typically do that neurotypical people do all the time. I can't follow a straight line. I am not a straight person.
In many ways.
In many, many, many ways. But yeah, but I think during my master's, I had a terrible breakdown. And that's when I realized that there's no singular path for me in life. I need to keep on exploring what I want to do, and that exploring can only happen if I start quitting things that I don't want to do. But it's still a process. Like, it's very, very difficult for me to, acknowledge that I have mental health issues, and therefore to acknowledge quitting as part of life is still difficult. Like, I'm still, every time I do it, I take time to process things. I don't take time to quit, but then later I take time to process those. Now I do it very instinctively. Ki nahi ho raha hai to nahi ho raha hai. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, and I don't want to be that person who wants to hustle in life. I don't want to hustle in life. I want to look at sunsets. I want to look at sunrises. I want to look at flowers. I want to smell beautiful flowers. I want to pet animals all the time. I want to paint. I want to dance. I want to do all of these things. I want to sing. There's a long, long list of things that I want to do, and things that I know make me happy, at least momentarily. So that's been my relationship with quitting, for how it is. And also, I think I've been able to do it because I have a strong support system around me. Every time I know that I'm quitting, I have somewhere to go. I have strong feminist partners around me, and not just one, but multiple. And they're all willing to be there for me. So I think that's why it's easier for me to be able to say that, yes, I quit.
It has been like after meeting you and a couple of other people, I think my own relationship with this idea really, really shifted. Because that's the thing, no? Like, the idea of quitting in itself is such a capitalist idea. In the sense that the negativity around quitting, I feel like, has so much to do with this thought about, you know, you being a worker, you being... And I'm not against that idea of being responsible for things. But as you said, as you rightly said, that if you're not a neurotypical person and in a world which is designed in a certain way, and you're supposed to be doing things exactly in that way, many, many times we end up not being able to, you know, follow through. That is something I feel like is not talked about often or is not normalized at all. Like, we do talk, we laugh about quitting. Like, mere ghar pe, I know ki that idea that, oh, you're lazy and there's no self-discipline. You're not responsible enough. And therefore, you have this tendency of quitting. Was something that I had learned. And that was something that was not to aspire at all. But then what constitutes as quitting and what doesn't? So, for example, if I am smart in studies, if I get good marks, and then I say ki meko arts padhna hai. So arts padhna is derogatory. Therefore, you know,
you've not chosen arts, you've quit science.
You've quit science. And this idea of quitting started sitting well with me the moment I started sort of deviating from this, from whatever path that was set for me, that I had to become, that was designed for me, that good girl that I was supposed to be becoming. When I realized that I'm not becoming that anymore, is when I think I started understanding ki acha, now I'm a quitter. And that initially was not a comfortable thought. That initially was a very self-deprecating thought. I never wanted to associate myself with somebody who's a quitter. I still don't. I don't think I fully associate with the idea of quitting something. But I do feel that it has its own joy. Like, it has it, and you were right that you need to have certain social backing, you need to have certain people and a certain kind of capital to be able to quit. But at the same time, I feel like it's also a very difficult journey to arrive at a position to say that okay, this is not working out for me and I'll leave it. I know for a fact that I have so many friends around me who are stuck in one situation because they're not able to quit. They're not able to get out of it. Because they feel more responsible for other people around them than for themselves, than for their own mental health or for their own well-being or whatever. And that's true for relationships, that's true for work, that's true for, you know, so many things which doesn't give them any happiness, doesn't give them any satisfaction. But they won't quit because there's this idea of themselves that they have, and they don't. And one of the biggest thing in that is not being a quitter. And for me, I think this idea that I can quit and I must quit, and this is where, and not giving myself too much importance in all the processes that I'm part of. You know, to say that, yeah, even if I leave, it's not like sab kuch gir jayega. Matlab mere jaati sab gir jayega. Main hi hoon jo sabko pakad ke baithi hoon. Mere hatte sab hat jayega. It has been a journey. And it has been a liberating journey, to be honest. And it has its backlash. Like, I know that I have an image in my family to be, of being that person, of being that person who doesn't work on her relationship. And that younger child syndrome jisko bolte hain.
Yeah.
Wo hai ki, everyone else is working around you, that's why you have the liberty to quit. Might be true also, me. I'm sure there is some privilege associated with it. But yeah, it's not that black and white also. It doesn't come only with privilege.
But also, I think whenever we talk about quitting, we mostly move to the direction of you, someone being productive in a capitalistic sense and then quitting that thing. That is something that's looked down upon. But also, there are other things. For example, relationships. You were talking about yourself and your family. So I was away from my master's for 2 years, away from my family. And then I went and lived back with my family for 2 years. And I realized, I can't do that. I need to quit this as well. How much ever I love my family, living with them was really difficult in a lot of ways. Because now, as we see politically, things are changing. And my parents' reactions to a lot of things are also changing. And it's very difficult to make them understand what I want in life. So it's better that we stay away and maintain those good relationships than be together all the time and fight. So I decided to quit living with my family at that point. So one needs to also quit a lot of toxic relationships we have in life. Toxic relationships, not just with people, but like with work.
With yourself.
Now that I'm in therapy, I realize it's so important to understand so many patterns and behavioral patterns, so many thought processes that are not good for you, that are negative, and you need to also quit them.
Yeah, I have many complicated thoughts, I think, on quitting, in the sense that I think, I definitely agree that in many senses, quitting has always been associated with productivity and merit and ability. If you quit, you are unable, and that's such a kalank, right? Like, it's just not something that you aspire to. But I think there's 2-3 thoughts that I'm sort of sitting with in all of the things that you guys shared. One is that because we constantly operate in a structural reality, everything that we're responding to is a structure. And I can see that when you both say we quit, that is a resistance to a structure that demands that you stay committed to the job, to the relationship, to a toxic pattern within yourself, etc., 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 because that's how it should be. And a failure to do so is an indictment of you as an individual. Because we all know what happens. Yeah, we know that the first thing employers look at, even somebody who is about to get into a relationship, what is the first thing that people check? How long have you committed in the last instance of whatever you did, right? How long have you stuck around? How much loyalty have you shown to a process? And all of these things, this idea that if you don't persevere, and this idea that perseverance is always going to be measured by time, that perseverance is always going to be measured by how much visible trauma you're able to take, how much you're able to push back and resist and fight, and all of these very military ways of functioning. It's like, are you joining a job or are you going to war? Therefore, in the act of being able to quit lies liberation, lies resistance, lies joy, and lies sort of a divergence from the way that things are. I have struggled on the other side of quitting. I've been quit on by quite a few people in different ways. And it's tough. What I have struggled with is two primary things in situations of quitting. While I have myself really struggled to quit, I have inevitably found myself in spaces where people around me are wanting to quit, and I really want to facilitate that and say, yes, you should quit. This is a structure that's not being fair to you. And then when the quitting happens, taking on a bulk of a responsibility that comes when abrupt quitting happens. In that, I think somewhere or the other, the individual and the structural for me start to really get complicated in a way that becomes very difficult for me to delineate and for me to feel like a good feminist in that situation, honestly. What I've struggled with is this is an individual understanding that, yes, this is absolutely something I support ideologically. It's because I do understand that we are all a part of some engine, and the act of stopping and sort of saying, no, this is not how we do things. That's almost historically been the way structures stop and change and evolve and, you know, become other things. And yet, when you become the person that stays, what becomes of you? Within that structure, because you're stuck between the individual and the system. I found myself feeling feeling a deep sense of martyrdom in all of this, which is not healthy at all, right? Like you come out of this feeling like, yaar, how is all of this come back to me? Why am I supposed to be dealing with all of this? I want to support this. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good feminist. I want to be a good leader. I want to be all of these good things. And yet, if somebody is quitting and I'm not quitting with them, can it still be liberating for me that they did the act of quitting? It doesn't. It has not so far.
I don't think so. I
continue to feel the responsibility to hold things together, and I'm separating that. I'm just saying, how does then in all of this a sort of collective atmosphere of quitting emerge that goes beyond individual acts of quitting is something that I've always sat with.
Two things. One, like, let's break down what happens when one quits. What leads to quitting? Quitting in itself as a process, and you also said that, Aruditi, like, it's a difficult thing to come to terms with. It is an individual activity. A collective quittings also happen. Collective quittings, you know, feminist movement wouldn't have happened if a bunch of women would have not just quit on certain things, that this is just not going to happen, you know? And my understanding of quitting, therefore, has started becoming that. When does one quit? When do I start feeling the need for quitting? I start feeling the need for quitting, essentially, to put it very simply, is when it becomes dreadful for me. It is that, like, it's that point where you just feel like, okay, ab nahi ho sakta. I can't take it anymore. This stops here. Quitting is hardly has a structural reward. We might justify quitting, and that we might come to terms with our ability to get out of something and then make personal decisions which make us happy. But quitting doesn't have structural rewards. Like, if you put it in your CV ki main har 6 mahine pe kuch chhodti hu, so the question that is asked from you is, what's wrong with you that you're doing this? You know? But I know for a fact that if I was not working in the sector that I'm working today, had I been in some other sector, I might have been quitting my jobs way more than how much I quit now. Like, this is a segue, but I feel like people who are in more capitalist spaces, their quitting is still okay if you're able to define it in terms of your personal growth and say that, ha, 6 mahine baad mein salary badh rahi hai, main ja rahi hu. Your ambition justifies you quitting a certain thing, but it is also manageable because you are not considered as important also. Like, you're
just a cog in the wheel.
You're a cog in the wheel. Your role can be replaced. Someone else can come and do the same thing. And we are using things by masses. We have too many software engineers. We have too many coders. We have too many all of that. When it comes to our sector, when it comes to the kind of work that you and I are doing, the three of us are doing, where we want to look at social change. We want to look at structural shifts. The concept of quitting becomes a lot more complicated in terms of work. So what quantifies as just a job and what is a commitment to a larger change is not separate. So therefore, the question that you're asking, I understand that question, and I fully understand that in any form of quitting, you leave behind something for other people who have not quit. And in that scenario, people who are left behind, even though they will support your quitting, will have to take up a lot more, you know, will have to take up a lot more burden of leading that kind of social, whatever kind of social change that. And I think that's a more complicated thing to unwrap for me also. I want to also think more on it. But I still feel that in situations where you know for a fact that your quitting will not have rewards, people like us who want to be empowered, you know, we identify as feminists, we want to be empowered, we want to become that. So there is a cost to quitting that we know will come, a psychological cost, a monetary cost, a social cost. Therefore, I feel like the idea of collective quitting is very, very different from these individual experiences of being able to quit. or of being able to assert yourself and say that, yes, this is when I draw the line. And I might not have the capacity to rebuild a new structure and work on a new structure and make something which is more inclusive. But at least for me, in this timing, in this particular profession, in this particular job role, in this particular this, at this point, the immediate response or immediate action is that this is where I stop this work and this is where I start doing something else. There are so many reminders of the fact that, oh, you quit this, you're a failure. Oh, you quit that, you're a failure. Oh, you didn't complete this, you're a failure. Because there's a sense of what complete means. There's always a defined way in which certain things have to be done and need to be done. And if I say that, nahin, I did this much and this is how this, I feel like it nahin ho payega, that's not enough. And this is, I'm speaking strictly in terms of when you come from certain kinds of marginalization. When you come from a space of entitlement, that's a very different thing. When you come from a space of entitlement, feeling that, are, chhod denge, bhaad mein jaye, kya fark padta hai? I am more important than everything else. That also happens and that keeps happening. But when you come from a space of marginalization, when we all know that as women, we're constantly taught to not quit. जो चीजों के लिए हम लड़ते हैं वो जब मिल भी जाता है तो और डिफिकल्ट हो जाता है उसको क्विट करना, बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव द लिबर्टी टू फेल. यू कांट फेल, यू जस्ट कांट फेल. यू हैव लिमिटेड अपॉर्चुनिटीज. यू विल नॉट हैव अपॉर्चुनिटीज इफ यू स्टार्ट फेलिंग. यू नो, लाइक आई नो फॉर अ फैक्ट दैट पीपल हैव बीन इन रिलेशनशिप्स विद, हैव डन वन थिंग देन क्विट इट एंड डन अनदर थिंग देन क्विट इट एंड देन यू नो गॉटन टू मेनी रिसोर्सेज फ्रॉम देयर फैमिली, फ्रॉम देयर आसपास के लोग, यार ये कोई नहीं, आज ये बिजनेस शुरू करना है, कोई नहीं, हम 20 लाख लगा देते हैं, कोई बात नहीं, नहीं चला तो नहीं चला, कुछ और कर देते हैं. आई नो दैट फॉर मी, इवन इफ आई हैव दैट सोशल बैकिंग, आई कॉन्स्टेंटली फील ऑब्लाइज्ड फॉर इट. अगेन, आई एम ऑल्सो कमिंग फ्रॉम अ ह्यूज प्रिविलेज टू बी एबल टू क्विट. आई अग्री विद दैट, एब्सोल्यूटली अग्री विद दैट. बट एट द सेम टाइम I would say, for me personally at least, it's not equal to an entitled space of quitting. And mujhe to personally ye lagta hai ki when you lack the sense of ownership, when you lack the sense of power, when you lack the sense of happiness, when you lack the sense of motivation, all of that combined leads to any form of quitting. And if those things are lacking, then there's anyways, I don't think there's a way to sustain the structure.
I was thinking about this from a perspective of feminist movement, which was a so-called sisterhood, a collectivization, a collective of women, becoming a very NGOized space where everyone suddenly has a lot of work to do. Everyone is dependent on everyone else, like, and everyone has a lot of work to do. In that situation, your quitting puts pressure on other people. That's true. But then has to be an allyship built around this fact ki you need to give support to people who are not able to do certain things. So wo allyship kaha hai? Within the larger feminist movement also, there's no acknowledgement of mental health. There's no acknowledgement of the fact that...
Of ability,
of disability, of inability, all of these things. Like, very frankly, it's not also about the fact ki I don't have merit. It's just that I don't have the ability to do it at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do it after 2 days, but wo space hi nahi hai kahin pe. There's no space for anyone to be able to say ki aaj nahi ho raha hai, kal kar lenge. Kal nahi ho raha hai, parso kar lenge. There's this constant deadline. There's this weird structure, weird capitalist structure that we are in, which unfortunately people who are working in corporates don't have.
Because we've somehow made a mishmash of a very capitalistic way of working with too much emotional input.
Yeah, and too much emotional labor. Like, I know for a fact that my sister working in a corporate gets way more holidays, way more benefits than I do. And yet it's easier for her to quit because she will get something else very fast.
Yeah, because there's no other moral burden on her.
There's no moral burden on her. People around her don't take it as such also. Ki, it's okay. It's okay if you quit because you're getting a better job. But for us to say that I am getting paid more somewhere and therefore I want to quit here is not okay. Even though you will be doing the same kind of work, you will be sustaining the movement, but with different set of people, with different set of organization.
Yeah, this adamancy of change and you as an individual being responsible for that change. I know for a fact that in organizations, I have had that experience of if I go to the management with certain questions saying that, are you know, these are the things that are not working out, the response is, oh, why don't you take lead and start doing something about it? But I am coming with a grievance, and there is a power hierarchy in your organization that you have created. You have not given me any power. You've just told me that, karo na kuch, kar kyun nahi rahe ho? And it all boils down to the idea that, oh, you are in change making space. Yes. You're taking up this grand job of changing the society, and starts from here. So you then start working in the organization, feeling responsible for the change, for changing something, just receiving end pe tum khud hi ho.
And you don't get any resources for that. You don't get any mentorship for that. You don't get any space for that.
There's a very simplistic response to that. Ki matlab, aap kar lo. Look at yourself as an individual also, and say that I am not a collective all the time. I am not therefore responsible for a collective change all the time. And I know ki as a generation, our generation is, humse pehle wali generation was much more uncomfortable with quitting. Ours has become a little more okay. And our next generation is always quitting. Like, sab chhod dete, kuch nahi karna. You know? And we are the ones who would critique that, because we would feel responsible for certain things. Yes, the contradiction of you, your collective responsibility, your collective accountability, and therefore the impact that comes on it when you quit, is definitely a question and is definitely a concern. It should not be a defense point every time someone is planning to quit. It should not be the only counter to say that, oh, you can't quit.
And I believe as collectives and as organizations, and you make certain mechanisms, certain processes where it's okay for people to quit, where it's easier for people to quit. Either it's easier for people to work, where you don't create an environment where people would want to quit all the time. But apart from a structure that you can create, there are individuals who do not function the way a system demands them to function in, and those people would want to quit from time to time. So there should be space for that. There should be mechanisms for that as well. And a person on autistic spectrum, a person with an adult ADHD person, will not be able to work the way any neurotypical person is able to work.
I mean, just so many thoughts on this. I keep feeling that, I'd say it is mental health, but along with that, there are other things also. Yeah, like, you know, women always pick up part-time jobs. Women always pick up jobs that are closer to their home. And then it is played out by the state, by the civil society organizations who are working for empowerment of women. And I'm talking only about women at this point, because that's the information and knowledge I have. Is that hum to opportunity create kar rahe hain, aur aurte karna hi nahi chahti hain, aurte chhod deti hain, aurte hai hi nahi wahan pe. Aurte nahi hai because they also have like 500 other things to do. Like when I started working in Madhya, wahan ki ladkiyon ke sath, you know, my idea was ki main ye leke aa rahi hu, this is an opportunity that I am a part of creation, I am a part of creating. But then that opportunity in that format might not work for them, simply because mental health one, but also because there are 50 other things that they have to do. Agar wo jaake jeere ke khet mein kaam karti hai to usko wo nahi chhod sakti hai, lekin wo is fellowship ko chhod sakti hai. To not consider the factors around which this kind of quitting happens, and therefore what is considered quitting and what is not, we are continuously recreating more and more difficult structures for people to work in, more and more difficult structures for people to live in, and also making more and more difficult for people to quit, to get out of certain situations too.
Yeah, I mean, say for example, the thing that you were saying, Anjali, about normalize quitting, make it a part of your design that people will want to, of their own volition, for many reasons, also not want to continue. What you're also saying, Deepa, that it's just an individual decision. It doesn't necessarily have to stem from any structural reasons. It's just an individual decision. On the other hand, there are some deeply structural reasons, which you've both pointed out, for us quitting all the time. So there is this tension, right? In some senses, this idea that when this sort of normalized quitting wala conversation happens, I'm just saying it's so easy to weaponize that. And people weaponize it all the time to say, this is just a generation that loves to quit. Right. I've said it about Gen Z, but I do also recognize that what that fundamentally does is gives full impunity to structures to say, ye individuals ka problem hai, ye individuals ka bojha hai, wo uthaein, wo, that idea that we are taking on individual onus of structural, deeply structural issues all the time, and individual acts of quitting are often a coping mechanism rather than an act of agency.
Yeah.
While it is a coping mechanism and maybe not an act of agency, there is inbuilt within it a certain joy that comes out of saying, oh my God, I'm finally rid of this structure. It's actually possible. This has happened. Like, right, at the end of quitting, I have felt that incredible release, if nothing else, right? Like of feeling, oh, this is what it feels like to not carry the entire burden of everything that I am and this organization is and everything I'm being perceived as and everything the organization is being perceived as and everything the community thinks of me and I think of the community. I can just put that aside. Wow, what a revolutionary idea. That's what I was sort of trying to very clumsily say in the first half of what I was saying is that because these become visibly individual act of quitting, it doesn't quite become the revolution. I'll just give you an example. I had a conversation with an organization where the attrition levels were really high, extremely high attrition levels, one more 80% attrition. 80% of the people that joined your organization quit within a year. What does that mean about your organization? And you know what the takeaway was? It's just a trend these days. Tab khun khalta hai, right? Tab aisa lagta hai ki, where is the fucking accountability that you were talking about? And you're right. I mean, what revolutions are, what movements are, fundamentally is collective quitting.
The thing is, there is this side of us as a society, I feel, which creates a mandate to maintain structures, any form of structures, to maintain institutions, to maintain marriage. Abhi kal main Bhavna se baat kar rahi thi, and she put out this story about some high court judge had said that, you know, love marriages mein zyada divorce rate hota hai. women tend to quit love marriage. And the thing is ki, for feminists, like, marriage has been a debate, yes, but then people who decide to marry, when we talk about agency, we keep bringing in this idea that you can become a part of the institution and then quit. But the larger social reaction to it always been to maintain that institution. So it's a bigger question to ask yourself in terms of what is this institution that we are thinking of wanting to build? What is this structure that we are wanting to build? The interesting thing, the paradoxical thing of quitting is that once you have quit, you don't have a voice there, right? Like once you've quit an organization, and I know friends who would keep pushing. You are one of those people who would keep pushing for certain agendas, who would stay with this optimism that nahi, I believe in this. Yeah, I'll try to change it. But at the same time, it doesn't happen many, many times. You end up feeling powerless. You end up feeling like lost. You end up feeling secluded. You end up feeling like the only voice in this whole thing. And then you have to let it go. Like, it's okay to take that decision, to let it go. I'm sure that practice of taking this feedback, the practice of exit interviews, would have started with this fundamental belief that, okay, you were in this organization, you are now leaving, but you're still of value to us. But I don't know at what point this has now shifted into this very organizational way of thinking that you have left our organization, therefore you have left the movement, you are nobody.
This is what I was talking to you about, Deepu, today. The fundamental work of our whole movement has been, let us build structures that enable individual agency. Ultimately, individual and collective agency. It's so funny that we work on all of this constantly, but we pride ourselves on structures where people stay loyal. We pride ourselves on structures that essentially become hard to quit. This example of this whole, love marriages mein divorce zyada hote hain, is such a fantastic example of what happens when people have ownership of situations. Quitting can very much be seen as a healthy thing. That, wow, you saw an opportunity to leave. And you saw an opportunity to leave in a healthy way. And you saw an opportunity to say, listen, right now it's not working out.
And we can think of a relationship beyond that. And say that, theek hai, as Anjali was saying, that abhi nahi ho raha hai, 6 months baad shayad ho jaye. Ye particular task nahi ho raha hai. Let's, okay, find somebody to be able to, who would want to do that task. You know, I toh keep thinking it in terms of Aru, even for, like, if you look at generations only, if you look at different ways, like in my family, my father has been working in one organization for the last 30 years. Anjali and I keep talking about our fathers, ki kaise kar rahe hai, you know, and
Yeah.
Our fathers don't even complain about their work. Like, they've never complained about their work. And if you look at, just from an outside also, you look at their job, I just find it so dry and so useless. And it's like, kya bank mein jaake aap daily 150 logon se milte ho, unko paise dete ho, you know? And this is a very funny anecdote, but like my father, and I he's now going to finish 35 years of working in a bank. So I literally unse bar pucha ki kaise, like one organism. It's not even the ki ha banking sector mein chale gaye, 5 alag alag banko mein kaam kar liye. You have worked in one bank for 35 years. How? Like, I can't imagine myself in anything. And till recent, I was not able to imagine myself in anything for 5-10 years. I was like, ek institution ke saath kaise reh sakte. And then he's like, जब लाइफ में कुछ करना नहीं आता ना बेटा, तो जो मिल जाता है उसी के साथ रहना पड़ता है. आई तो कम फ्रॉम अ फैमिली वेयर आइडियली आफ्टर माय मास्टर्स आई शुड हैव बीन टेकिंग अप अ जॉब व्हिच वुड हैव सेट मी फॉर लाइफ बिकॉज सिक्योरिटी, यू नो. आई कम फ्रॉम बिहार. बिहार में सिर्फ सिक्योरिटी की बात होती है. यू नीड टू गेट अ सरकारी नौकरी, यू नीड टू गेट मैरिड, यू नीड टू गेट अ हाउस टू लिव इन. इट इज कॉलिंग फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ नॉन सिक्योर एक्सपीरियंसेस when you take a decision to quit. And it requires a lot of strength, I feel.
And privilege.
Yeah, that is something I really want to also talk about. Because, see, when we were talking about our parents and them wanting to work, them working at a single organization throughout their life, it's because, one, of course, they didn't see any alternative to it. And another was because they had so many responsibilities. They had so many responsibilities, and because they fulfilled those responsibilities, now we are able to quit.
We are able to quit, and we are able to quit because we don't have any other responsibilities. Like, I don't have to think of a family or a child or anything before having to leave. I'm just like, okay, mere bar ka paisa hai mere paas.
But we also have to understand that we chose this life. Like, we have agency over this. We decided to live together. We decided to stay away from a system, from a family that wanted us to live very normatively. And then when we are able to do all of this, create our own support structures, we are able to also quit those structures and other kind of structures.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a sense, this idea of security that Deepa, you were talking about, it's very strange what you get security from, right? Like, mm-hmm. just to give you an example of my marriage, right? In some senses, I think Manoj feels security in the idea that there is a long-termness to this commitment that we've made to each other. He knows that I will be there tomorrow, and that security is deeply grounding. To me, the reason I resisted marriage for a really long time was because I want the option to leave at all times. Just the option. It doesn't mean, again, I'm over-justifying quitting, but the option to leave should be there. And obviously marriage gets in the way of that in massive ways and very structural ways, etc. But also, to me, security has always been that without any contract in place, without any outside external things in place, if you're getting up tomorrow morning and still choosing me, I find security in that. In a consistent reiteration of commitment, rather than sort of a binding contract of some sort. And I'm not particularly saying one or the other is more morally righteously correct or not.
Or they are very like watertight compartments.
They're not watertight compartments. And therefore, I find the word quitting very rigid for certain situations, where I'm just like, if we truly lived in a world where quitting was okay, if those options of fluidity existed, the option to quit feels like a privilege we should be moving towards. Like, privileging everyone to be in a situation of having the option to quit. What is the point of these imprisoning structures that keep you tethered to them because the alternative is simply not an option?
Yeah.
What kind of testimonial to that system is that? That the only reason people are here is because they can't quit.
And as you said, like if we extrapolate your understanding of your own marriage to say that every morning you get up and you choose me, that is something that should apply across board. Like every morning, if you get up and you choose your job, one of the ways in which I decide to quit is when I notice myself not feeling motivated to do something every morning when I get up. Like after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months.
Absolutely.
After that, like nahi aaj subah uthke mera man nahi kar raha jaane ka. I don't want to go to office. I don't want to see those faces. I don't want to pick up those battles. Nahi ho raha.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened in my previous job.
Yeah.
For 2-3 months I was excited because the project was interesting. I got to do field work and all of that, and I got to write, and the moment it ended, I was still asked to come to office every day and just sit at the office. And nothing excited me about that. Nothing at all excited me about going to work.
And I remember even in your job before that, like this is the very, very black and white. But you and I used to have those conversations where I would be pushing you, Anjali, chhodde, Anjali, chhodde, it's okay. And you would be like, nahi yaar, main puri zindagi cheeze chhodti rahi hu, ye nahi chhod sakti main. Like, I have to at least finish a year. Iske baad this will be justified. Like, there's always a justification of quitting also.
Why main keh rahi hu, matlab you need to be really, really secure as a person to be able to say, bas ho gaya, I just can't take this anymore and I quit.
But also, we have talked a lot about the process of quitting and what it takes to quit. But what it means after quitting, like every time I've quit, the question for me mentally is around my entire identity. You know, if I quit a family, I'm like, where else do I go? And I know what you're saying, okay, immediate first aid response ke liye hai log, but in a larger setup where we are constantly striving to become something
and belong to structures,
somewhere you want to belong. Now I don't belong here, so now where do I go? What do I become after this, along even with all the privileges? And I think that's one of the things, like neurodivergency ki hum baat karte hi karte, but the thing is, once we associate quitting only with certain kinds of
individuals,
certain kinds of individuals, and say that
saying, "Arey, nahi, tum is structure ke liye theek nahi ho, baaki sab ekdam mast hai."
Yeah, where do you belong? What becomes your home? What becomes your job? What becomes your profession? What becomes your identity? You're not just a neurodivergent person, you know. You're not just a queer person. You're not just that. And quitter is an identity. Failure is an identity, which nobody wants to associate. Like, we are advocating for quitting, but for us also, I don't think we are also like fully coming to terms with the idea that, oh, I am a quitter. Ye koi nahi bolta. But it will be an identity associated to you, which you quit a marriage, you're a divorcee forever.
Yeah.
Matlab, one of the reasons I'm saying this, like, I stayed in a relationship for 8 years because there was an aspiration in my head, a very long-term aspiration. So when you call it quits, I have zero clue ki ab kya hoga. Like, now I become, you know, there's this one very normalized idea and very thoda sa glamorized idea of, oh, stay single, enjoy, do this, do that, you know. Yeah, sleep around, great. I'm not making fun of it, it works.
No, I'm just making fun of the messaging as if it's all glam and nothing else.
It's all glam, and doesn't require. But I keep feeling that, like, it was more and more difficult to quit that relationship because in my head, I've already made a commitment. In my head, this was supposed to last. You're quitting your own sense of self also, is what I'm coming to. I mean, there is a plan, but there was me being a person, me being somebody who doesn't quit, who doesn't let go of a commitment. So then what do I become? Matlab, mere case mein, mere personal case mein, I still justified it with a lot of things. I still put a lot of blame on the other person and come to, like, I was like, I'm not responsible for this. Mm. But yeah, I know that if you come out of a non-toxic relationship, just because, like, you know, we have those conversations. If somebody comes out of a marriage just because I'm not happy in the marriage, that's it.
Okay, this is really funny now. I want to bring back the idea of commitment then. What is the idea of commitment in situations when we say that, you know, it's okay to quit? This is a very personal thing. You know this.
I mean,
on one hand, it's okay. It's okay if you feel like this is not working out. What happens to the other person in that situation?
Hmm.
No, it's a legitimate question. And That's where it becomes tough, right? And because we are conflating all types of quitting.
Yeah.
We're conflating quitting because of structural reasons, quitting just out of just individual need and want, out of entitlement. Then on the other side, we can't sort of create a monolith out of the people who are experiencing this quitting side.
Definitely.
Because I mean, I've definitely quit relationships in a way that was deeply inconsiderate without really extending any form of closure. Like the commitment that I'm in my head, the commitment I made to these people was that we would stay together until it made sense for both of us or whatever. But even then, the commitment was also to sort of, at least if things aren't terribly bad, make sense of whatever that end is or the closure is or whatever together. And then now I'm asking myself then if the only reason, if we keep that door open all the time, as you're asking Anjali, that, haan, theek hai, jaane ka darwaza pure time khula hai. But then if powers are equal, if things are equalized in that setting, then you would hope that the accountability to at least making sense of that process of quitting does lie with both members.
Of course, there is hurt associated with quitting. I don't. That's what I think we are trying to complicate also. It's not necessary that quitting will always bring you joy. It might bring you joy. Yeah. It might feel liberating. Yeah. It might not feel liberating. It might become something where you're just feeling cornered and you have to get out of it. Even when you get out of it, doesn't mean that immediately you start feeling that relief. Because quitting doesn't delete everything else that has happened. Quitting gives you a space to then again, you do process it. Being on the receiving end of the quitting also is similar, I would say. That sometimes when you quit for your own liberation and in that process you hurt the other person, when you don't want to be on the receiving end of that. You don't want the other person to feel liberated when you are not feeling liberated. But I still think that's okay. I feel like I've also been on the receiving end of quitting many, many times. I have huge anger and angst against those people. But I still constantly keep feeling that that's mine. That will be my journey. Because I can't hold that person responsible for it. I'm like, jao yaar. Jaane tha, chale. Tum aa bhi jaoge, toh bhi I'll keep bringing this up. Ki jale to gaye na, matlab what? You cannot help me process it. You will not be able to help me process it. In relationships, I have tried to be that person many, many times. To try to quit while taking into consideration the other person's, emotions, can never happen. Like, they'll be like, but I don't want you to quit. So, kya karoge? You'll just stay in that khichdi. Okay, you don't want me to quit. I'll quit eventually when you start
feeling like it's okay for me to quit.
Well, basically, what we're saying is, if the option to quit exists and that is liberating, actual quitting will happen. And we all have to somehow deal with it. Deal with the hurt of it, with the pain of it. And that has to be separated from the structural oppression of not quitting.
Personal relationship wala, ki mujhe chod ke kaise chale gaye.
Kaise
kiya? Koi closure nahi diya mujhe.
It'll happen, It'll happen. People will quit on you. And friends, relationships, family also, many times.
And definitely team members at work.
It's okay for team members to quit you.
And it's okay to for you to have that angst. Like, you don't have to be a saint and be like,
I mean, I think I'm realizing from the first thing that I said is that what I was conflating was this hurt that I feel, right? About someone quitting halfway or not doing a good enough job of doing that process of quitting in what I think would have been a kinder way of doing it so that I don't get stuck with extra work, et cetera, et cetera. But what I was conflating that with is that does not in any way take away your right to quit or the option to quit. I can still hold you emotionally accountable for what happened in that process that you quit. And that's where it's complicated, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't have quit. I'm saying, could you have been kinder in the process of quitting? And asking for that accountability. And it's perfectly okay for the other person to say, I don't owe you that.
It's a valid feeling. It's a valid feeling on both ends. I mean, now that you were saying this, Aru, I started thinking about, in our sector, when you especially work with a community, when you quit, you don't just quit that organization or that job or your team. You quit the community. And that's a very, very, very difficult thing to do. Like, I know we have had those experiences that job chhod diya, abhi wo community mein reh nahi sakte. You're leaving. But for the community, it was not a job. You didn't enter that space for you. In a feminist work that you're doing, you enter that space demanding so much information, so much personal stories. And then for you, it's still at some point just a job. And when you leave, some relationships will not continue after that. Or a relationship in a certain way will not continue after that. Anyways, closing thoughts. Karna tha hame.
Oh, from me? Final thoughts?
From you.
You're the guest.
Oh my God.
Breaking news, Anjali. You are the guest on this podcast.
Okay. Feelings, thoughts. Something that actually stuck with me throughout this conversation was the idea of fluidity that Arul, I think you were talking about. That there should be fluidity at work, in relationships, where you have this comfort, where you have the space to, you know, be able to quit and then maybe come back at some point without obviously like hurting the other person. That's ideal. That's ideal. But of course, hurt comes with quitting. Hurting the cause, to kya hai?
Hurting the cause, to kya hai? Bhai, this is what keeps me going and tethered to systems is because I am very, so quickly you can guilt me into feeling like, arre, tum jo kar rahe ho, wo to feminist movement ke khilaaf. I'm just like, arre, sab, I will burn myself to the ground and stay in whatever situation I'm in if somebody tells me that, so.
So we know what helps Arun not quit.
Helps nahi. Forces me to not quit.
But also there's this book by Jack Halberstam. I don't know how to pronounce their name. Called Queer Art of Failure. It's really interesting where they talk about now they're not they, now they're he. So where he talks about how in a capitalist society we constantly, you know, we always want to be successful. And in that situation, failure is actually an act of queerness.
Hmm.
I'm going to paraphrase it. It's an entire book. I'm sure there's too much more in it.
No, but it's true, no? Any form of breaking down any system, resisting any system, doing anything means you have to locate yourself in opposition. Now, unfortunately, in the deeply neoliberal capitalist world where we are, our opposition is being registered as individual. When the great resignation happened, everybody took notice. When globally, after the pandemic, huge spate of resignations that came in, you know, because everybody went back home during the pandemic, realized, oh, my ambition doesn't have to be dictated by this larger fucking cogwheel that I'm a part of. It can just be, as Anjali was saying at the beginning, to smell some flowers and be with family and play a game of Scrabble and, you know, ride a bicycle. And this is also a life I can aspire to, and this is good enough. People started quitting en masse, and at that time suddenly everybody took notice, because when it happened in spades, when it happened at the same time, people are like, and then there was all this, like, all these corporate big boys were like, oh my God, ye kuch karna hai, we have to do something about the great resignation. And so I don't know if we can ever aspire to the great resignation in our situation, because if sort of the privileged out of us quit, but everybody else stays behind, that's still not the great resignation.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's determined by privilege, but it's, we can't dismiss the whole process just to privilege also, because I feel like you also might be, like, queer people are quitting, this whole book that you're talking about doesn't absolutely entirely comes from the idea of privilege.
Yeah.
Women quitting marriages doesn't obviously always comes from the idea of privilege. So there is agency, there is this choice of being into that struggle, of going into it. and somewhere finding that strength. Somewhere finding that strength within yourself. Also, again, it's coupled with the privilege that you have. In our situation, yes, a lot of decisions we have taken because we knew that there is a secure option otherwise. But there are also decisions that we take without knowing if there is a security. I don't want to fully dismiss that because I know in so many cases, I know that women have done that. I know queer people have done that. They've quit families and said that, nahin, I will make my own family, you know, without knowing if it will actually happen.
You know, I was in this recent meeting where the whole conversation was around Muslim women's citizenship rights. Basically around, under this current regime, the situation of Muslim women and essentially what happens being that Muslim women are currently so badly stuck between a rock and a hard place, in the sense that if they want to quit a deeply patriarchal family and go out, then that is seen as a way to validate a state that is looking for a way to vilify Islam. If they stay in their marriages, then that is a way to continue to perpetuate patriarchy and perpetuate. So this idea of where do I locate my quitting? So quitting one way supports one agenda, quitting another way supports another agenda. And yet in this situation, single women getting out, breaking out of these patriarchal families and then joining movements that are sort of anti-state and the deep isolation that comes from that, where you have where you have rejected every structure, which means you're completely alone, you're completely isolated, you are vulnerable to anything. Tomorrow anything can happen to you and nobody will know what happened to you. And It, as you're saying, Deepa, we can continue to talk about privilege and we can continue to talk about structure. And within all of that, we have to celebrate these acts of sheer strength, agency, and rebellion, resistance.
That's what I started with. And that's what I was trying to say. Us samay bhi na ki quitting as from a place of entitlement is a very different thing. Then quit. And I think we tend to very easily use the word privilege also many times because hum apna power check karna chahte hain. The entire articulation of our personal experiences of quitting is not coming from a space of entitlement. It's not coming from a space of we want to acknowledge the fact that yes, there are people behind me, there are support structures and they are there. That's why I'm able to do this. But also because quitting one thing doesn't mean everything has ended. Quitting one thing also means that you actively start building something else for yourself. It can be anything. It can be, you know, Anjali creating a space for herself to read a book, to pet a cat, to, you know, plant. The amount of
diligence. And those are legitimate alternate structures. And that's the bigger fight. Right?
That's a bigger fight. Yeah, that's a bigger fight. Our house has become, like, officially has become a house where we keep telling people, leave it and come here. Like, I to keep doing that. I keep telling so many women around me because I know ki bhai tum frustrated ho, tumhe pata hai ki there are, like, I know you don't have any other place to go. And that's one of the biggest reasons that you're not quitting where you are at this point. Come here.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, right? When we say that let's normalize quitting or make it easier for people to quit, etc., etc., a big part of that is creating other options outside, not just within to quit.
Not from a position of martyrdom, not from a position of, oh, come, I will save you. No, it is just, I will also probably quit at some point, but abhi ye resource available hai, it's a shared resource. Come, it's okay.
And that's radically anti-capitalist in so many
ways. It is. So we can't equate a very, very entitled form of quitting that a lot of men do. Interestingly, this episode mein koi man bashing nahi kari hai. Like, entitled form of, you know, quitting that a lot of men do because they know, oh, there are so many resources. You can't equate that to this. You can't equate that to having a bare minimum support structure just to know ki I can float through.
Yeah.
It's not like this is forever.
That's a false equivalence.
Like Anjali bol rahi hai, she has a support system, but then there's also a constant thought in her head that I have to get a job at some point. Like, you can't take a decision ki ab main baithi hu, main kuch nahi karungi. Anjali has officially quit now.
Yeah.
She's officially zoned out.
All right. Thank you, Anjali. Thanks, yaar. This is great. This is a lot of fun.
Anjali.
Finally. All right.
Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us on Instagram at @FursatFeminism. You can email us at FursatFeminism@gmail.com. We are on every podcasting platform.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.